email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we are going to be in Isaiah chapter 59 today. Just remembered something that I forgot. That would be not good. This is not my first time to do this. I shouldn't be forgetting things like that. But we are glad that you have tuned into the Refresh radio program today, and pray that your week has been a good one and that you have a worship-filled weekend planned for you and your family. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They are based here in Rockledge, Florida, and have been there for over 40 years taking care of the air conditioning needs, the heating needs, and the electrical repairs and installs that have needed to be done. They do professional sales, service, and repairs in all three of those fields. And they also specialize in residential settings, commercial settings, and they provide emergency service when necessary. So 321-632-9538 is their phone number, 321-632-9538. Write that down, because if you wait until a need arises, like happens from time to time, you're going to wonder where their phone number is. You're going to say, I know I heard Pastor Bob talk about Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric for almost 8 years now. Now, what is their phone number? It's 321-632-9538. They strive to provide you with the best possible service at an affordable price. So when you find yourself in need of their services, go to the refrigerator and look at that little note that you just wrote and put it up there, and you can give them a call at 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So this time of year, you could have things that happen, like lightning strike near your house and all of a sudden some electrical receptacles don't work, or your air conditioner says, you know what, I have been trying to make it 72 degrees in this house, and it's been 200 degrees out there. It's not been 200. I have the gift of exaggeration. It was only 150. And the air conditioner says, I'm done. I need some time off, and decide to break down right in the middle of the heat wave. When that happens, give them a call at Wyrick Air and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So this is me inviting you to Merit Assembly of God this coming Sunday, 10:30. Sunday school will be at 9:30. Originally, we were going to be having a guest speaker this weekend, because we're at General Counsel, and I had a missionary that we grew up in youth group together, and they serve in Africa, and they were going to be in town for General Counsel, and so we were going to have them preach for us. Their itinerary fell through, and so if you come to church this coming Sunday, you're stuck with me preaching the Word of God. But I keep practicing. I have a guy that tells me, he said, you know, if you keep at this, you're going to get pretty good at it one of these days. And so whenever I see him, I said, I'm still practicing. 165 North Grove Street. Stop in and see us, and join us in lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. And we will attempt to be a blessing to you and challenge you to be a blessing to other people as well. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. And I'm going to begin reading. We're going to read down through the first 8 verses. Some of this we've already covered, but we'll go back and hit just a little bit of it to set the proper context. It says in verse number 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch vipers' eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Now, I want to, we're going to be in verse number 4 to begin with, but I want to remind you that in this passage, the offended party is God. The one who has been wronged is God. I don't mean that he's been offended like, I can't believe that you did that, and I'm never going to speak to you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about he has been wronged, and injustice has been perpetrated against Creator God by humanity. And we look at this passage and we see all of these different consequences and ramifications and indicators of what that injustice to God looks like in society. So today I want to start off and challenge you and say this. Make sure that if you enter into any relationship, whether that is a romantic relationship or whether it's a business relationship, that you enter into a relationship with people who are going to honor God. Because if they do not honor God, if they do not treat God in a manner that is just and right and true for who he is and for what he deserves, what makes you think that they will treat you any different? Okay? It is a very, very simple thing. If a person does not honor God, then they're not going to honor anyone else on the spectrum. If they do so, it will be from a self-serving approach instead of just doing it because they want to do it, or it's the right thing to do. Second, so if they will not honor God, then they won't honor you. Okay? So if they will treat God, if they will not treat God with justice, they will not treat you with justice. And if they will treat God with injustice, don't be surprised. Don't be shocked when they treat you poorly or do bad things to you, because you're much lower on the worth scale for being treated well than God is. God deserves to be treated well. No one has ever gone to the extent of loving humanity the way that God does, and humans treat God horribly. Okay? Even among Christians, what I can tell you is this: the standard is being lowered as to what is considered faithfulness in 2021 than what it used to be. It used to be that you could expect people to be in church, you know, every time the doors opened. Now, the definition of a faithful churchgoer is they show up in the church one day a month. And then you've got a huge other group of people that, well, I will attend church when it's convenient. Then you've got an entirely other group in that of people that would claim to be Christian. Well, I'm going to show up on special occasions. And, you know, God deserves our very best. God, it is just. It is justice for God to be treated to our very best. And so verse number 4, it says, no one calls for justice. I want you to know, I'm calling all of the church, all believers, back into an intimate priority relationship with God. Let's live in justice. Let's think in justice. Let's speak with justice. Let's worship God with justice. He says, nor does anyone plead for the truth. So we've talked about that. So that's what they are not doing. Let's look at what these people who are treating God badly, what they are doing. They trust in empty words and speak lies. So my question that I would ask you today is, what are you trusting in? What are you trusting in? Because everybody is trusting in something. We go to bed at night and we trust that we're not going to fall on the floor. We trust that we're going to wake up in the morning. We trust that our body is not going to betray us or anything like that. So there is a lot of things. People put their trust in their jobs. I remember years ago that there were people who I knew that they worked for the same company for over 50 years, and they were told, look, as long as you want to work here, you're going to be able to work here. Well, this one particular person happened to be my grandfather. He loved to work, and he loved to work there. And that company got bought and sold, bought and sold, bought and sold, bought and sold so many times that one day somebody that had bought the company said, okay, we're going to need you to retire. And all that time he had thought, and it wasn't just him, there was an entire generation of people that had been with that company since the very beginning. And they put their trust in that company was going to take care of them, and that company wasn't around to take care of them any longer. So what are you putting your trust in? Are you putting your trust in your health? I know a lot of young people, man, I'm young, I'm strong, I'm fast, I'm quick, I'm smarter than everybody else that I know. And then you blink a couple of times and you've had two or three decades worth of birthdays, and all of a sudden you find yourself not as quick, and you realize you don't know as much as you used to know, and all of a sudden you find that you can't trust in that. So true story, which is what the type that I tell, when my kids were growing up in the youth group, we at times had a ping pong table at church. We had a foosball table at church. And when I was growing up, I was pretty good at both of those. I wasn't Olympic quality or anything like that, but as far as things went, I was pretty good. And I learned quite a few tricks along the way. And whenever we were playing, I would begin to teach the tricks that I knew to my son. I would do that because I would use them against him. And that was how I would combat the physical differences between his quickness and his inexpertise. He didn't have any development behind him yet. But what happened was he watched all of my tricks, and then he combined that with his speed, and then I was left with no place to go. happened with ping pong. It happened with foosball. And, you know, if you're whatever you're trusting in, it probably has a expiration date on it. You can't trust in your finances because you don't know what the people who are trying to macro manage the finances of this country are going to do, whether they're going to make good decisions or bad decisions. I had a car that I trusted in, and it was very trustworthy. It would break down every time that it was raining and I didn't have time for it to break down. That was a Corvair convertible. I wish I still had that car. But there's only one person that you can trust in, and that is you can trust in Jesus. Do not trust any empty lies, any empty words, any deception that the enemy uses. He will try and get you to shift your trust in an unjust manner, shift your trust from a God who's never lied to you, never failed you, created you with purpose, redeemed you by his blood on the cross. The devil will try and get you to shift your trust. He will try to get you to speak deception. You see, because if you cannot trust the truth to handle the situation, then you've got to try and manipulate that. You've got to try and lie to people. You've got to try and convince them. See, when I was in retail sales, they said, You talk about the features and the benefits and the features and the benefits. And if someone doesn't want to buy the product, that just means that they have not seen adequately the benefits and the features that it has. And so you go through that thing all over again. Well, I looked at people and I said, look, I'm not going to lie to you. Selling this shoe is not life-changing for me. And it wasn't. It might have made a meal available, and that was a great thing. And so that shoe selling career was an answer to prayer. It wasn't the answer I was looking for, but I had prayed, God, I need a job. I've got rent to pay. And so literally the next day, God gave me a job, and it was selling shoes. And God used that job to get me to Melbourne, Florida. And through a few other unexpected turns in the road, I was told by someone one day, said, look, I could get fired today. You could end up being the manager. You could get fired. I could have to, we could both end up getting fired. It was like, God, what am I going to do in this situation? And God spoke to me and he said, how much do you make? And I was making $7, maybe $7.50 an hour on average. And he said, and God said, do you think that you can trust me to provide you another job that makes $7.50 an hour? And I remember they've completely remodeled that where that store was now, but I could take you pretty close to the exact spot where my demeanor changed, because the devil had been trying to get me to shift my trust into what man could do for me. And instead, God shifted it back, says, look, I'm the one who created you. I'm the one who called you. I'm the one who provides for you. You can trust me. You can trust my plan, and you can trust my provision. So I want to encourage you, don't trust in empty words. Don't trust in your ability to lie and talk your way out of things. treat God with justice. Say, God, we want you to be treated justly. We want other people to be treated justly. Now, here's what it says. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. And it goes on and talks about vipers' eggs, and he who eats of these eggs dies. There are a lot of people who have a diet that is filled with toxins, toxicity. I'll create a whole bunch of new words there. Anywhere, they have a diet of things that are killing them. And I'm not even talking about the things that they eat or the things that they drink. I'm talking about the things that you feed on. And what this passage says is, if you and I will not taste and see that the Lord is good, we will taste of and partake of things that are lethal. So I'm not a strong-handed guy when it comes to things in our house. But when things got so bad that I could not watch the sports that I grew up liking to watch, I said, you know what? If that's what that diet is, then I'm not going to partake of that. I didn't want that to be part of my steady stream. And so we got rid of the television provider that we had. And my wife had a streaming service, and we got rid of one of the streaming services because of the things that they were trying to get you to feast on. And I said, let's cancel that. And there was a different streaming service. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different streaming services. And that one had commercials in it. And the commercials were horrible. And I said, I don't want to watch that. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to be feasting on things that are trying to kill the Spirit of God and the sensitivity of the Spirit of God that we have inside of us. And so if that happens, if a society will treat God with injustice, they are left nothing, no other option but to feast on things that can kill them spiritually, can kill their relationships, can kill peace and harmony. And so the other thing it does is it leaves them, listen to verse number 6, their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. It leaves people with insufficient covering. There are too many people who do not have a spiritual covering. And by that, I mean, you need a pastor. I need a pastor. I've got pastors over me. And I pick up their phone, pick up my phone, call their phone. I can text them. I can leave them messages. But you know what they do? They do get back with me, and they've walked me through some very, very treacherous paths in 28 years. And so I'm not a person that despises authority. I'm a person that treasures authority. And here's what this passage says, is the things that they trust in, the empty promises. I mean, you cannot look. They trust in empty words and speak lies. I can't look at that without seeing Washington politics. I just can't. It's very, very difficult to get beyond that bunch of people that make empty promises and they lie to people without consequence, and don't you dare lie to them. So I don't want to live in that, but I can tell you this, that if you trust in politics, if you trust in your health, if you trust in your finances, if you trust in your own intellect, there's going to come a time when you are going to discover that those things will not cover you for the sins of injustice that you've committed against God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You see, there are people who have trusted that heaven is not real, and they have trusted that hell is not real. And they don't have any real solid foundation to stand on other than just their own intellect and things that they've been fed. But I tell you, the Word of God testifies that Jesus came from heaven, made a way for us to go to heaven, and told us he was the only way to get there, that no one's coming to the Father but by him. And he went back to the Father. He said, I came from there, I know the path there, and I'm going back there, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit because I want you to get other people on this journey as well. People all the time talk about heaven, and there are many people who assume they're going to heaven simply because they're alive. I want you to know the only reason that we get to go to heaven is when we've asked Jesus to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But there are many people who do not believe that there's a hell. The Bible makes it very clear. The devil was created, or hell was created for the devil and his angels. You were never created to be there. That's why hell is such a miserable, miserable place, is because you were created to spend forever in the presence of God. Don't treat him with injustice. Do not put your trust in just a bunch of empty promises and a bunch of lies that somebody somewhere conjured up in their head and said, oh, you can trust me. You know what? I'm going to trust Jesus. I want you to trust Jesus, because here's what I have discovered. I can taste and see that the Lord is good. And I do believe that his blood covers my sins, that he puts on us the garments of righteousness. I do believe that he has an outfit for us that is more glorious than anything that you could ever manufacture with your own hands. I will encourage you today, put your trust in the living God. Put your trust in Jesus, and you have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on the Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.